Jethro managed to avoid lighting his mac and cheese on fire, and Rolf refused to fall in the lake, so we were running low on entertainment. We settled for drinking our beers and bragging. Wayne listened politely, but didn't offer any boasts of his own. I was beginning to think his condition was critical when a distant shout drifted across the lake.
"Hey, you guys!"
I looked across the lake, straining to see where the shout came from. I could see a vaguely human shape perched on a boulder at the far shore. "Is that Rico?" Wayne asked. I grabbed for my binoculars. "I think so." I couldn't figure it out, but something about Rico's clothes didn't look right. They were all vaguely the same sickly hue of pink. I raised the binoculars just as he leaped into the air.
"Cowabunga!"
he hollered, and suddenly snapped into terrifyingly clear focus as he pulled his legs to his chest in a perfect cannonball. Completely naked. "My eyes!" I shrieked, dropping the binoculars.
"Did he just jump in the lake naked?"
Wayne asked, eyes slightly wide. "That sounds about right," Rolf said. "You have to remember, he is a degenerate. Now, where did I leave my camera?" He rummaged furiously through his pack, found the camera, and hustled off toward the far end of the lake.
"What's he doing with the camera?"
Wayne asked me in a whisper. "Exploring options for blackmail, I guess." I had already regained my eyesight and started on my second beer. Wayne looked worried. Sometime later, Rolf wandered back into camp. "Get any good shots?" I asked. "He wouldn't hold still," Rolf said. "All I got was a few blurry pics that looked like fake footage of the foot, without hair." Wayne looked relieved. Then Rico came back into camp, grinning.
"Woo! That water was cooled! Makes you feel alive!"
Jethro cracked open a beer.
"You're a moron."
"Just because you've never had a bath doesn't mean it's too late to try," Rico said. "You could use it. You're getting a little gamey." "And you're getting on my nerves, but that still won't make me jump in the lake naked, pervert." Rico smiled. "That's Mr. Clean, refreshed pervert to you." We spent the rest of the afternoon trading insults and laughing at each other. Wayne laughed politely at some of the cracks, but mostly looked uncomfortable and worried about our feelings. The next day, we woke to more of the same. We spent the morning hiking to another lake nearby, then retreated to our camp as the day warmed up. Rico dropped his day pack and headed for the far side of the lake again. Rolf waited a few seconds, then followed with his camera. Several minutes later, we heard another
"Cowabunga!"
from across the lake. We didn't think much of it until a few minutes after that, when a young couple in their early 20s suddenly strolled right into our camp, carrying fishing poles.
"How's it going?"
the young man asked, smiling.
"Great,"
Wayne said, obviously relieved to have some normal people to talk with.
"How are you folks?"
"We're great," the man said. "Just trying to catch some fish for dinner. You fellas do any fishing here?"
"No, we're just here to camp," Wayne said. "But help yourselves, there's plenty of room."
I think Wayne expected them to fish right there near our camp, where Rico wouldn't be quite so obvious.
"Thanks," the man said. "Come on, hon. Let's look for a spot on the other side of the lake so we don't bother these fellas."
Wayne's eyes got wide. Jethro and I stifled laughter. My oldest brother, Pike, grinned but kept quiet. "Good luck," I called after them. They vanished into the trees in the same direction Rico and Rolf had gone.
"Boy, this is gonna be a hoot," Jethro burst out laughing.
"I hope Rolf gets some good pictures." I was giggling in anticipation. Pike chuckled. "Rico should know better than that. Rolf never goes anywhere without that camera. Rico's going to end up on the cover of Field and Scream." Pike is by far the most polite and considerate of my brothers, but he still wouldn't let good manners get in the way of a laugh at Rico's expense. Wayne looked nearly distraught.
"Aren't you going to warn him?" he asked. "They'll see him."
"Warn him?" I asked, looking over at Jethro.
"What for?"
We both cackled out loud.